Hello, beautiful mama. I am so thankful to be here today, and I'm really excited for today's chat. I've never done this before. We're going unscripted. This is going to be a conversation straight from my heart. Actually, it's things that I've been going through, and I wanted to share some light and just kind of share a little update, but not keep it about me because, of course, I want to help you and just kind of share some things, just share my thought processes, things that I've been going through, how I'm responding to it. And this isn't a preachy episode, but I will be sharing some of my faith. And yeah, like I will be speaking from my heart. I said a little prayer before this to let my intuition speak, let my soul speak, let the Holy Spirit through this microphone. And I'm really excited. So I hope that you had a blessed Mother's Day. Oh my gosh. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. It is more important to me than my birthday. It is. So sending you all the love, Mama. Let's dive in. Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method Podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. So before we get into the meat of today's chat, I just want to talk about Mother's Day for a minute because I said in the teaser of this episode that Mother's Day might be more important than my birthday. I'm not someone to really celebrate holidays, so that just baffles me because I'm not someone to really go all out, right? But something about Mother's Day just gives me this surge of euphoria. It is a feeling that has me smiling and crying and giddy with butterflies through my body. Like, not only were our children born, but so are you as a mother. Like, it is the best feeling imaginable. And I wanted to start this episode with just appreciation and admiration for you today and all days in between. Because heck, like, motherhood, it is the best, but then it's really hard, right? And then it's absolutely amazing to being so stressful, right? To just realize and appreciate and I guess accept that it's everything in between. So just hold on, Mama, like hold on to the good, breathe through the hard, and welcome in the wildest, most incredible ride of your life. Like, I have two children and I still can't explain the emotions of motherhood sometimes. I mean, I'm only 4 years in, but you know that you might sometimes that you can't explain what you're going through, but other moms get it, right? We get the easy, the hard, the unpredictable, the inexplainable, the bliss, and all that it encompasses. Like, there's just a special bond to where you sometimes just don't have to explain. So just know that you are never alone. Being a mom is the most amazing feeling. It is my biggest accomplishment. It's what makes me whole, but it's also the hardest, most exhausting, brain-fogged feeling I have ever endured in my life. So I hope that this show helps keep you and have to having an optimistic mindset just through the chaos of motherhood, through the chaos of it all. And how? like, my initial thought is to say, like, choosing to think differently than what society seems to condition us in, right? The hot mess, the survival mode, the constant comparison nonsense, and peeling that back a layer as we all have those moments, those hot mess days, those stressful seasons. But when you're in the thick of it, do you still think to yourself, stressed but blessed? I know that's really cliche, but it's so true. And that is what I hope that this show brings you, that change in perspective to think differently, right? Starting with them. And I just need to dive in. I can't promise that I'm not going to cry during this episode. But I've been going through it the past couple months, like going through it in a beautiful way, like going through it in terms of waking up a little bit more and waking up like and seeing my life and expanding my faith and connecting to myself and learning more about me on a soul level. Like, it's been a very intuitive experience, if that's even the right word. Like, if I'm being honest, there have been times that I've been like, what the F is actually happening? Like, I can't explain it, but I'm gonna try. I wanna share a little bit here. I wanna share on this episode. The only person I've talked to about this is my husband. Through the hard and through me feeling like an absolute crazy person, it's been one of the absolutely most beautiful experiences that I've been going through. So I said this again in the teaser, like, this episode is basically unscripted. I usually write an outline and like have like these bulleted points and things like that. But this, I mean, I guess I did write a couple things down, but this, I want to be all from the heart. Like, I want to be speaking on a soul level today. And I've been keeping, like, throughout the past couple months, I've been keeping a little diary or journal, like, on my notes on my phone to just kind of have this entire experience that I've been going through documented forever. Cause it's been a ride. Like, and this is a personal journey for me. Like, it's nothing like external that we've been going through, like job changes or, you know, whatever, like things that happen, right? Financial hardships or just the seasons of life. This has been a completely inner journey that what I'm talking through, like being in the thick of it. And things have just become so clear to me that we are living on divine timing. And if we just slow down in this noisy world of ego-driven comparison, judgment, societal expectations, and wake up to the beauty and the signs and the direction that is being shown to us on the daily. My gosh, it's wild. It is miraculous. It is beautiful. So this episode, it might be a little all over the place. So I hope that you enjoy this type of episode. I just felt called to do something like this. So nonetheless, like, if you can make any sense of my personal stories that I'm going to be sharing today on the episode, I just hope to bring you love through the microphone. If all else fails, I hope to bring love through the microphone and help make you feel or bring you peace and presence and confidence in yourself and clarity and balance through the microphone today. And to be a symbol for never-ending growth into the person, into the mother, into the wife, into the friend that you are, into the woman, into the you that you are. And to have appreciation for life. And by golly, share with you, show you the strength in vulnerability and transparency, because I don't have it all together. I still don't have complete clarity on some things that I've been going through, that I've been growing through. And I'm still trying to surrender to certain pieces of my mind, right? But I have grown leaps and bounds in such a short time. And to me, that is how miracles unfold. Now, I'm a girl of faith, right? I have my beliefs. God is someone I have leaned on very deeply, and he is a major part of my everyday, my prayer, my meditations. And since becoming a mom, it became very clear to me that I had to grow in my faith and spirituality and reconnect in my relationship, because I grew up in a religion and I lost it, let's say, a little bit when I went through college. I feel like we all go through these periods, right? These seasons. And when I became a mom, I knew that there was something more, right? And I don't want this conversation to get confused with religion, because I will never have the intention to sway or preach you or, you know, be preachy in terms of anything religion. So I hope that this conversation does not cross a line with you. I just hope to have an open conversation, more so in the sense of believing that there is something greater than ourselves, something more to being human than having this sensory experience in our physical body, because I want to share a little bit of a glimpse into this awakening experience that I've been going through. Now, I say, you know, 4 years ago is when I became a mom, and it has taken me 4 years, I feel like, to wake up. Wake up in terms of, like, really understanding and living my beliefs. And it's crazy because my, oh my gosh, now I'm going to start crying. My word for 2023, I can't tell you what episode I shared it on the show, but I remember sharing my word for the year, and it's belief. And when it came to me, I thought it was so silly. Like, belief, I do believe. Like, belief is, you know, belief, you know, like your mindset loop. Like, I'm thinking everything, like my mindset loop, my faith, like I believe. But no, like I said, I did, you know, and now it's like just taking it that one step further. It's incredible. It's like I'm seeing miracles happen before my eyes every single second of the day. Now, I have no idea if you have ever heard of a spiritual awakening, but something told me to Google that when I was really in the thick of it. And by golly, again, like just wow. Like I knew that that's what I was going through. And I found myself in my prayers, you know, lately, you know, lately as in like the past few months, let's say, asking for signs and directions to just be so clear. Like God literally slapped me in the face, be clear, like the path that I should take or what I should do. Like, you know, when you kind of just have those moments where it's like, what should I be doing? Slap me in the face. That's been part of my prayer. Like, have you ever been like that? Like I would seriously say that in my prayers, like asking for that direction. And on March 22nd, 2023, 32223, I am 33 years old. I saw 222 and 333 numerous times that day. I don't know if you're someone that sees angel numbers, but I see a lot of angel numbers daily. It is just kind of that confirmation and reassurance to me that, you know, I'm always being guided. And mainly, I always see repetitions of twos and threes and fours, sometimes fives. But 2, 3, and 4 is like all the time. But that day on 3/22/23, it was an insanely more amount than usual. And I didn't think anything of it until that night. I had a very surreal experience. And my mind like wants to call it a hallucination. And I feel very silly sharing this. But this show is like, I want to share the real. I want to share the raw. Like, in my heart, I knew it was my wake-up experience. I had like this tunnel-like experience. And talking to my husband after the fact, he told me, he goes, you just like broke down crying. He's like, I didn't like, you didn't do anything or say anything. But then like to me inside, I was like going through this tunnel-like experience with like my family. Oh my gosh. I haven't shared this in depth with anyone but my husband. And I seriously feel like a crazy person because some of the things, like, I just feel like I feel crazy, but I know that I'm not. Like, I know, like, it is so, so incredible. And it is, it's heavenly. And things have just clicked together, like hindsight and thinking back to this time and this and things maybe like seem just too coincidental. But again, like I feel like that's just my egoic mind trying to stay logical. But if you have faith, there are moments that can only be explained through faith. Does that even make sense? And I told you like a lot of this might not make sense. And I went back and forth if I should even share this episode or just share something more tangible. But I decided to share some raw with you first and then share some tangible with you at the end. So I would love for you to email me or message me if anyone has experienced a sort of awakening experience. I would love to hear it if you feel open to share your story, your journey with me. I don't need to go through so much detail, but I just wanted to share some, you know, miracle moments here, that those synchronicities, those signs, just that those things that can only be explained through faith. That next day, my son was asking me very ironic questions, very, very out there questions. For example, we were on our way to a doctor's appointment for my daughter, and I forgot what we were talking about. I think it was a toy that he lost. And he goes, "Mama, maybe it's in the house that we lived in before this one." And I'm like, "What?" Like, I was so confused. And I continued to ask him, like, what do you mean? You know, because he just kept saying, "It's probably at the house that we lived in before this one." And I said, "Jay, like, you were born in the house that we live in now." And he just looks at me and pauses and sighs, like he's frustrated because I don't understand what he's talking about. And he just says under his breath, like, "The house that we lived in before this one, Mom." And just like the innocence and like the purity, like I couldn't help but get chills, because like children, like they're miracles in themselves, right? Like they are truly so divine. They're so innocent. And being a month later, and after really trying to process that comment, you know, the one of many things that he said that day, like I am just set that he meant the house that our souls live in heaven. Like I am just set on that, you know? And just my feelings since, you know, that moment and just going through it, I literally feel like I am seeing crisper, like clearer, seeing, literally seeing. Like if you are someone that wears contacts or glasses, like that's exactly what I mean here. Like you get a stronger prescription and you literally see the world crisper, sharper, more clear. Like things are flowing. And even if they're not like in the moments of my day, like I still have this sense of elevated, expansive peace and joy that everything will work out. Like the signs and the synchronicities, putting everything together and connecting those dots from years past to now. It is just miraculous reassurance that we are on a divine path. And I have been so just divinely guided. And the more that I surrender to that and let go of my expectations and what societal pressures that I feel, or, you know, just that grasp, that hold of what the outside, you know, world has on you, and believe, having that belief with my free will that things will be divinely guided, that we are truly being taken care of, the more reassurance that I'm receiving. And it's just strengthening my love and my gratitude in my faith. And we all go through, you know, these struggles and seasons and, you know, these times that we, you know, go through the thick of feeling things so hard and going through these struggles that we, you know, sometimes feel sorry for ourselves. Like we all go through that, right? But we have to almost, you know, wake up to take that accountability and use our free will to choose to lean into our faith in those hard moments. And in my morning mindset routines, like, oh my gosh, I'm connecting so many dots right now. Like I already shared this, my words for the year, the first one was belief, right? And then I did one of those, like, not crosswords. You know, you see like the picture with all like the letters, and like the first three words that you see are your words for the year. And mine was belief again, right? I chose belief because it came through me through a prayer. But then I saw it again on those, on that sheet of paper with all the letters, right? I saw belief, gratitude, connection, expansion. Like what? Like that's what the show is about. Like that's what, it's just crazy. It's what like my life work is. And I just feel like everything is being so confirmed, because I've gone through seasons. Like, is this what I should be doing? Is this, you know, what I, like when my kids go to school, like, will I still be doing this, or will I go back to healthcare? Like, you know, you have these thoughts sometimes, and it's just, it's wild, because I just realized that I have those four words, because I knew that my word for the year is belief, but those four words I have on my goal sheet in our shower. And I just looked at it the other day, and I realized that the other day, like, wow, like how much power those words hold in my life right now, in this moment. The belief, right? The gratitude. Every day when I start my prayer, I am starting with gratitude. I am so thankful for this life. I am so thankful for my health, for my children. I'm staring at my daughter right now. She just woke up from her nap. Oh, it's just beautiful, right? The connection, like I feel called to kind of narrow in on my coaching services and really lead with connection in that sense of healing through connection. And then expansion, right? Oh my gosh, expansion. Like that's what I feel like I've been going through. I have just been so expansive in my appreciation and my faith, my life, right? So it's just wild. And then my card for the year, I pull an angel card every year. And the card that I pulled for 2023 is the angel that assists in awakenings. Something, again, I had no idea. I read into it a little over a week ago because I've been like really like curious and diving into this a little bit more, like things that have happened over the course of the past year to 2 years through, you know, to present. And I'm just connecting so many dots. Things that I've read in my books. I read a couple books at a time. And it's almost like I'm supposed to pick up this book today and I'm supposed to read this message today. Like I swear that the more that I read, the more that I lean in and choose to have faith, to speak, to have my relationship strengthened with God and prayer, to connect to me and my soul and my meditations, the more that I feel I'm connecting to the Holy Spirit and my intuition and seeing those signs, that it just, it's that reassurance that I'm in alignment. Like I'm exactly where we're supposed to be. It's such a cliche statement. Like you're exactly where you're supposed to be in this moment in time. But then think like when you're having those hard times, you're like, really? Like, is that for real? Like I'm really supposed to be here. But I'm having like, it's so clear to me how true that statement is. Like I've been having almost like an out of body experience also, like in moments to where I feel like my soul is talking to my physical body. This sounds completely crazy. I know it's going to sound absolutely crazy, but I'm having these moments to where I feel like, you know, my higher self, my soul is talking to me like every night, you know, when I'm laying in bed and just kind of going through my day or, you know, what have you. It's like they're saying, or, you know, I'm saying like, you did good today. You know, you were present today. You were fully here today. It's wild. I know. Like, trust me, I continue to tell myself that I sound crazy, but then I just like say a prayer and I'm like, I'm staying connected to God's love through this journey of the unknown. Like I'm, you know, it's just very reassuring because the last thing that I'll share on me with, you know, this bliss, it also comes a little bit of a spiritual warfare also. Like, the negative thoughts, right? I feel that, you know, we all have these negative thoughts and we all go through these spirals, those negative mindset loops. And I feel lately like I've been having some intrusive thoughts, like the scariest I've ever felt. Never about like me hurting myself or anyone else, like not like on that level, but just that something really bad is going to happen. But then visualizing something like really bad happening. And it's never happened to me in that capacity before. Like it was, you know, these scary moments to where, and then I would like run to my husband and like tell him, you know, like what just happened. He's like, you're okay. Like we're okay. Like he's truly my rock. Like he is my ground. I've had nights where I've had trouble sleeping and just like in those moments, I really try to center myself back to love and God's energy that I'm okay. And I've told myself, and this is what I truly feel and believe, that it's like my ego and the enemy, like they're desperate, right? And they're just trying to pull at anything they can get to because they're losing me. It's wild. Like, have you ever felt that like in a situation or having a relationship with someone or you feel like someone's true colors are coming out and they're just trying to like their ship is sinking and they're just trying to pull at anything and take anyone down with them. So that like brings on hurtful, like they might say something hurtful to you or do something hurtful to you. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm feeling like with like my ego or like the enemy, like they're just like trying to pull at anything because they're losing me. They're losing that grip. And I read the other day that when humans do their work, I copy and pasted this. So that's why I said humans. I copy and pasted this from the book that I was reading. But when we do our work, we are able to almost like step out of this egoic mind, right? Kind of like unzipping, in a sense, a full body costume of the hold that our ego has on us, and returning to the essence of our higher self, our soul self underneath. Like that state of feeling whole, feeling love and joy and peace and bliss and ease and grace and happiness. That work it takes to get to, like, it's a healed place. And it doesn't happen overnight. Like, it takes time, consistent practice. I hope that this isn't too rah-rah for you. I really hope that me sharing, like, my feels here aren't, like, too out there for you. Like, we all have, like, these wild and crazy thoughts. We all have these godlike moments, these come to Jesus moments, these faith-filled moments. And I hope that, like, this is a safe space to be able to share these with you. That, you know, this is what these thoughts that I've been going through. To have patience, you know, with myself, just to work through our stuff, right? And with that, I feel called to now, like, focus my prayers for, like, just more clarity and more connection, and to stay connected and to lead me back to love when I'm struggling. Connecting to my intuition, like, it truly, I feel like it's never been stronger. And I know it's because of this journey that I've been on the past few months. And I don't know what prompted it. Maybe it was, like, my prayers, slap me in the face. Like, slap me in the face. Like, I don't know. But to me, like, that's what, like, awakening is, right? Journeying back to self, to ourselves, and reconnecting to God's loving energy, reconnecting to our faith, while living each day in that love and presence, that sense of joy and bliss. Like, it's more than happiness, mamas. Like, we're going to go through hard times. We're not going to be happy every single day, but having that inner peace, that inner joy, that's what it's about. That state of overall joy, those sensations of just knowing that your natural state is love, is joy, is peace, and that it surrounds you in every area of your life, here, now. And it's okay if you don't feel happy every second of the day, right? Because remember, like, that happiness, it's fleeting. It comes and goes. We're not going to feel happy. We're not going to be okay. Like, it's okay to not be okay, right? But that joy, that bliss, that peace, they'll never leave. It's always within you. That sense of peace, it's just so expansive, right? Once you become aware that it's there, it's in you, find that peace and comfort knowing that, right? So, like, I've been praying for the clarity, the connection, to just stay connected to that, my intuition, the Holy Spirit, to love, to stay in alignment so I could literally feel it. And that's how I know, like, when I'm literally feeling it right now. And I know without a doubt, like, that's where I'm supposed to be. And I know that we are all on this path. We're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. Like, whatever you believe in, if you feel like you have a divine plan or not, like, if you steer off of what you feel like your life track should be, whatever it is you believe in, like, there are those times where it's like, is this where I should be right now? You know, like, should I be going after, you know, this job, or should I be chasing that goal or this dream? Like, if you feel complacent or whatever that might be, like, if you, that's you feeling out of alignment, right? Like, it's your job, your free will to tune back in, to get back on track. But whatever those beliefs, those prayers that you have for your life work, and every morning and every evening, sometimes in the middle of the day when I need it, like, I'm constantly in prayer. Like, I'm always, like, praying, right? I'm always in prayer, talking to God, leaning on my angels. Like, there's just so much gratitude that encapsulates that in every morsel of my being, and it brings me back to that expansive feeling of love when, like, I'm going through something hard, or, like, something stressful, or, you know, whatever, like, because life is hard. Like, there are so many ebbs and flows and setbacks, and life is hard, right? Motherhood is hard. So find what it is for you to bring you back to love and peace and joy, okay? Gosh, there's just been so much hindsight into my life lately, and the things that have happened the past few months, going back to the past few years, like, it's just so beautiful and reassuring, and it strengthens my faith. I know I've said that a bunch, but I don't want this to be any more about me. Like, I really wanted this episode to be about you and not me sharing for an hour about my signs and epiphanies and answered prayers and full circle moments. But I just want to share with you, like, just the beauty behind that, right? The beauty of belief, the beauty of faith. And our personal journeys are so sacred, and they're ours to hold on to. And to be honest, like, sometimes if like I'm still working through some of these moments, you know, like, and there's a power in vulnerability, but also in protecting your peace and energy where you feel it best. So we just need to wake up from autopilot, wake up and appreciate every moment of the day, appreciate the birds. Like, I'm just looking at this bird outside on the trees, and it's just, it's so beautiful. I feel I like have never seen or read that, like, we have to wake up. I feel like I haven't seen that until like the past couple months, right? Before last month, I have never like seen the term like wake up or awakening. And now every single book that I'm reading and emails that I'm subscribed to, like, I'm seeing it all over. And it's crazy. Like, I'm reading a book right now on expectations, a book on expectations. And there is an entire chapter, ironically, that I started reading a couple nights ago that was about waking up, your spiritual awakening. Like, this book isn't even a spiritual book. It's a book about expectations. And there was a chapter in the book about being in the thick, like, as I'm in this thick of my awakening, there's a chapter in this book about expectations on your awakening. So I need to share this quote with you straight from the book. It's called Live Free by Devin Franklin. He writes, "The good news is that you have already been called to wake up, to free yourself from expectations that were holding you back in your life. And your spiritual calling will unfold as it is meant to, as with everything else you've already been building and working towards. Especially if you receive this message right now and really start looking at what's in front of you, at all the blessings that are about to be given to you. Sometimes when problems erupt into your life, it's because God is saying, I need you to live. I need you to wake up. Because if you don't wake up now, not only are you going to miss what's coming for you, but you're going to go in a direction that I never designed. I know this might sound crazy, but I want you to thank God for the problems you have. God is trying to wake you up." End quote. Like, whoa. Like, what? Like, how powerful is that? So I know that may or may not have made sense. You may not like that I just, you know, shared so much going into detail about me and just kind of what I've been going through. But again, I don't want this episode to be preachy or sharing solely about me, but I gave you a little bit of a life update, I guess. Like, we're good. We're great. It's just so, just the confirmation and reassurance of my life, of my work, of my life work, the appreciation, the gratitude that I have for my family, my children. Like, I have taken so many days off of work the past few months because I just want to live and be present with them. Oh, gosh. Okay, so what I truly wanted from this episode was to be a check-in with you, for you, not about me. Oh, my goodness. So let's check in with you. Like, how are you? How are you really? Like, can you just take 5 minutes for me? Like, either right now, pause me, or right after this episode, to pull out a journal or to sit in prayer or meditation with yourself and tune into you. How are you feeling? What are you going through? How does that make you feel? Have you been present? Have you been stressed? Have you felt connected, guided, hearing the Holy Spirit, angels, your intuition, whatever those beliefs are that you hold? I want to leave you with some tips in feeling this expansive sense of peace and presence and confidence and clarity and balance within your life. You can use these as journal prompts moving forward if you want to. So number one is to slow down and hear and see the signs and clarities and beauty of our life. Slow down to listen and experience. Slow down to feel the loving energy around us every single day, to connect to you, your soul, your intuition, the Holy Spirit, God, whatever it is that brings you back to love, that silences the ego, silences the enemy, and heightens yourself, heightens your intuition, your faith, to become more clear. Number two is be grateful for what life is now. I know it is so hard sometimes to find gratitude in a hardship that you might be going through, but to live in a grateful state, it is powerful. Number three is to lean on meditation and prayer. I combined the two. I actually start with meditation and then I end in prayer. So I anchor those two together and I do the same back to back every day. Number four is let go and have faith. And I mean that, truly mean that, in whatever you believe in. Again, this was not meant to be preachy whatsoever, but what I'm saying here is to not lower your expectations of what can happen in your life because of what already hasn't happened in your life, right? Although what you're praying for, maybe it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean it won't happen. Live like what you expect to happen will happen even before it happens. You know how I said like a little earlier that some things just can only be explained through faith? Like call it coincidences, but it's more than that, right? It's deeper. It's deeper than that. Things can only be explained through faith. So when you start to do this, like you'll see things in your life change in ways that you maybe logically can't defy, right? Like your understanding just can't, like you don't know, like that logical piece of your brain, like you can't explain it, but you know it, right? Like it's just so powerful. Mama, like you have blessings on the way. What you have to do now is let go of that egoic grip that you put on yourself. Now, one final bit, if you noticed it or not, this is episode 33 of the show. I know. Like bringing it full circle, right? But I felt so called to share episode 33 that it's just so beautiful how signs and connections work. Like I'm feeling so pulled to narrow in on this show a little bit, pulled to narrow in on my life work, like on my coaching services a little bit. It might not seem like it from the outside, but I know like I'm meant to serve in healing work, like starting within to heal, within our mindset, within our foundational inner work, within our identity, our self image, our inner selves, like all that inner work that we seem to breeze over because we get so caught up on those external results. But we have to start within to be able to make those changes, right? So I enrolled in a few more online courses in psychology, in neuropsychology, in neuroplasticity, how our brains work with our energy in the outside world. And not that I won't be sharing on like our health or time management habits, because they are very important in our life journey and living with intention and joy. And by golly, like having habits within motherhood, like it's crucial, right? Like to live an intentional life. But those come after the inner work. And I feel like there's just so much depth in that inner work. So yeah, that's an inside scoop into what I've been internally going through and what I felt to be shared to call with you today. Oh my gosh, I don't know how I feel about sharing that. I would really love for you to email me or message me and tell me what you thought. Yeah, because it took a lot of just vulnerability and just transparency, like to share that, because I know that we all go through like just these weird seasons, right? And like feeling like, is it a growth journey? Is it like, what am I going through right now? Like, I don't feel like myself or whatever it might be. Like, I felt so like through it all, even though I'm like, what the F is going on? Like, I've never felt more connected to me, to my life, to my motherhood, to my kids, to my family, to my husband. It's so wild. So no matter like where you've been or what you've been through, like I'm just saying a prayer for you right now. Like, thank you for being you. Like there's no competition, right? For who does XYZ right better or of higher acknowledgement, like being a mom, like we are all on this tough journey together, right? This journey of life too. And it looks different. It feels different. It means something different to each and every one of us. And, you know, reeling back in Mother's Day here, like I know Mother's Day, it might not be the easiest day for some of us. Sometimes it might feel forced and you might feel like relieved when it's over. But if I can share any love or light, it's always to do what feels right to you. Do what will bring you the best feeling to you, because only you have your relationships, your values, your experiences, your connections, okay? I pray that you just feel confident to live your life, okay? How you want to live it. And to end the show here, I want to share that I have the Balanced Mom Method course on sale all week. Mother's Day sale, woo woo. So yesterday was Mother's Day, so this is a very time sensitive episode, or I guess sale, if you will. But I wanted to put the course on sale all week this week for you. So check the link in the show notes. The code, like the discount, should automatically apply. But if it doesn't, use coupon code MOTHERSDAY22 at checkout. And I also will have a huge discount on my one-on-one coaching. Okay, so I will also link a link in the show notes to fill out a form if you're interested in one-on-one coaching with me. A huge discount again for this week only. And that is just to show my appreciation for you, Mama, because you're amazing. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a mother to your children. Thank you for doing this work. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up for you. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, Mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.